Chapter 2.
Yes, slide right in like that. It's like a bed.
All I have is the VR helmet at home.
This will be unlike anything you've ever experienced.
No cables?
It's all wireless. Some of the new rigs have the PC built into them, but I find the wireless to my own custom-built farm is a way better connection. I had to pull an emergency eject the other day, and it felt like a regular logout. It's pretty sweet.
Wow. Why do you have two rigs?
I actually have four of them. The other two are in the server room behind this wall. I don't personally game in there because I keep the room cold. I like to tinker with and modify rigs, so I always have backups. Okay, so relax for a minute, and I'll load up the game. The system isn't going to recognize you, and you'll have to roll a new character. It'll take about 10 minutes. Pick whatever you want, except maybe a mole man. They have limited eyesight, and you'll need to see. Also, maybe stay away from a crusher class or anything that seems like it might be strength-based. They have shitty dexterity for what you'll be doing.
I'm just looking, right?
Yeah, but you might have to crawl around to see it better. Once you enter the game, I'll find you. If we miss each other, just stay put. There probably won't be too many people except NPCs. We're at the end of a season, so don't wander out of town.
What are you going to look like?
My player name is Anatoly, and I'm a human bone saw. You can't miss me. I'll be the only human with a player tag. If you see any other players, don't talk to them.
Okay, but how are we?
Loading. Welcome. Searching. Player unknown. Are you a new character? You may vocalize your response.
Whoa. Yes.
Welcome, new player. You may exit at any time by saying quit game 2 times in a row or by logging out in the player menu. Warning. This is a development build of Kaiju Battlefield Surgeon. Some features may not work as expected. Gameplay may vary from the commercial release. Proceed at your own risk. Loading.
Oh. Look at that sky. It's so blue. No seams. Christ. I thought this was an old game. What the? Oh, shit. This is crazy.
We all knew this day would come. For centuries, the Guardians stood watch over the realm, protecting Medina from the gates of hell. For centuries, the demons trapped within their bitter dimension have yearned for escape. And on this day, they have finally broken free.
Whoa!
The Guardians were placed in this realm as a stopgap to protect the heavens from the inevitable onslaught. The cities and towns of this world have all been abandoned, left to rot. All the remaining humans fled to the walled stronghold of Medina, where they live in constant fear that this day may come. Look. The demons attack Bast, the great protector of humans. The lion Kaiju has been swarmed and overrun. He is gravely injured. The Kaiju is just ahead. Approach him.
Holy crap. That thing is huge. I gotta get a copy of this game.
The demons have once again been beaten back. Guardian Bast is injured. You are the last remaining.
Son or daughter?
What?
You have entered character creation mode. Son or daughter?
Son.
Your name?
We'll go with Duke.
You, Duke, are the last remaining son of an ancient order of healers who have been tasked with the frontline care of the Guardians. While the arcane creatures are immortal, they are not invulnerable. It is the duty of your order to brave the battlefields and administer field medicine to the injured Guardians. Without your ministrations, the beasts will surely succumb to the demons of Hill. A millennia ago, entire clans of humans supported a single Guardian. But after the false peace, years, then decades, then centuries passed. The clans faded, and the ancient art of Guardian support was forgotten by all but a few stalwart humans who kept the old traditions alive. The years of dedication to a single Guardian, however, had permanent, lasting effects on the humans who were charged with that particular Guardian's care. As a result, 22 distinct races of people have evolved. You are?
Choose your race. Warning, this server is in co-op mode, and only one registered player of each race is allowed per season. There are 22 total races. Please make a selection.
Huh. Cool.
Human, not available. Lycan, not available. Fae, not available. Mender, not available. Brownie, not available.
Shit. What is available? Show me what I can pick.
Dagon, available. Mole Man, available. Groundling, available. Worm Surgeon, available.
Okay. What are these things? Mole Man. He told me not to pick the dwarf guy. This fish guy is weird. Wait, these groundling guys are weird. No necks. How do they turn their heads? Doesn't look comfortable. Hello. What's this? Worm Surgeon. Wow, it's like a zombie. Cool. Alrighty, Worm Surgeon it is. Hope you're not too difficult of a character to use.
You are a Worm Surgeon. For centuries, your people have been shunned by the others. In only recent years have your kind been allowed back within the walls of Medina. Your ancestors served the outcast Guardian, the Shrill, a former demon who turned its back on the princes of Hell. Using resurrection magics, your people healed your kaiju by siphoning away the lifeblood of others. Your expert knowledge of parasites and infestations, plus your ability to survive and see within toxic environments, makes you especially suitable for deep dive medicine. However, while you are physically strong and agile, your lifeblood is constantly ticking away. You must kill to survive, and for that reason, you are not trusted by the others.
Jesus, my health is always dropping away? I should have picked the fish dude.
While your elders taught you some of the healing arts, you spend your days working as a...
Pick a class.
What the hell? There's like 40 pages of choices. Good thing I'm not really playing this game. I'd spend all my time reading this stuff. That looks like a good choice.
You spend your days as an artisan, decorating the clay pots your family makes and sells at the market. It was on this day that you were outside of town, delivering your wares, when the attack came. A cart has appeared next to you on the field, and it is filled with your family's wares. And this is your mount.
Level 3. Nightcrawler. Mount.
This extra-large earthworm is your family's only means of transportation. Without this worm, you can't bring your artwork to the market. His name is Wormy.
Wormy? Really? Ugh, gross. Is this thing made out of snot?
You are alone on the battlefield. Guardian Bast is injured. Approach the beast and administer care.
Administer care? How am I supposed to do that? This thing is the size of a shopping mall.
Approach the injured kaiju.
All right. Come on, Wormy. Let's get this over with. How you doing up there, buddy? Man, they did a number on you. Look at all those cuts.
Most of the Guardians heal physical wounds rapidly and on their own. As a result, the demons have found alternative methods of battling the Guardians.
What is that?
The demons have infested the interior of the kaiju. They have become parasites. Be careful. They can rip out of the body and attack you directly.
Holy shit! Wormy, what? Out.
There are 6 schools of magic in this realm. They are Earth, Technology, Wind, Celestial, Resurrection, and Steam. As a worm surgeon, you draw exclusively from the School of Resurrection. Today, you must administer a simple anti-parasitic. Resurrection spells require souls to power them. The more recently deceased, the more powerful. Luckily for you, you have a nearby source of soul power. The now deceased Wormy.
Aw, poor Wormy.
Hover your hand over the corpse to draw out the soul power.
Soul power collected.
Whoa. That feels weird. I get it. I get mana points by collecting it from corpses.
Now, using your soul power, administer the anti-parasitic. You must physically touch the blood supply of Guardian Bast to administer this medicine. Luckily, in this case, the open wound before you gives you access.
Okay.
Available talents. Administer anti-parasitic. Level 1. Cauterize wound. Level 1. You have chosen anti-parasitic.
Good job. The medicine takes some time to work, but that should be enough. As the days progress, you will be required to perform more and more complicated healings and surgeries. You will be in constant danger from both the invading demons and their guardians themselves. And sometimes...
Holy shit!
Even the parasites themselves will fight back.
What the hell? Get away from me!
Real pain. Not just the muffled, barely perceptible tingle of a regular VR rig's hit indicator. This was the real deal. I'd never felt anything like it. Not physically, at least. It made me think of that day. Of my wife, Mary, falling to her knees.
This is too much. This is too much.
What the fuck? What the actual fuck?
Welcome, surgeon. Welcome to the wet gates of hell.
Loading.
Screw this. Quit game. Quit game. Quit game, quit game. Okay, emergency eject. This is gonna hurt, but not as much as that. How does it go again? Blink, blink, blink. Hold eyes closed for 5 seconds. Blink, blink, blink. Okay, here we go.
Loading. Load. Complete.